Welcome to the Thursday, February 2nd, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording from Monterey, California. Apple released an update for OS X Lion and Snow Leopard today. The update, as usual, is a mix of feature fixes, bug fixes, and security fixes. The security fixes are, for the most part, fixes to open source packages that Apple uses. So, for example, all the recent Apache updates have been rolled into the OS X version of Apache, and the same thing for PHP and other open source packages. Now, in addition to that, there are some sort of longer standing bugs that are resolved here. For example, one issue that came to light last year when some of these certificate authority certificates were revoked was that some of the EV certificates remained valid even after the certificate authority was revoked due to a bug in the way Apple checked certificates in OS X. This problem has been addressed now as well. As usual, I recommend that you do apply the security update rather quickly, in particular because some of these open source issues have been known for quite a while and exploits may be available. Now, another Apple bug has surfaced today again, and that's iMessage in iPhones or iOS devices. With iOS 5, Apple released the iMessage feature, which is kind of cool, where text messages sort of seamlessly switch to iMessages. So if two users use an iOS device, then you actually don't use up your SMS messages. But if there is an IP connection, it will actually use Apple's iMessage protocol. Now, one thing that has happened in the past is that someone lost their iPhone, remotely wiped it, but whoever stole the iPhone still received the iMessages. As it turns out, is that the SIM card in the phone actually does the authentication. So as long as the SIM card didn't get swapped out, the iMessages are still going to the original phone. This has resurfaced again now in another iPhone. It was actually not stolen, but just brought in to Apple for repair. When the person now retrieved the iPhone was working great, but it now received iMessages that were addressed to a worker at the Apple store where they brought in the phone. So apparently the worker there swapped out SIM cards or something, and now that worker's ID is cloned to this person's iPhone, and they're receiving some messages that probably this particular employee didn't want to leak out. Using the SIM card for authentication is actually sort of a good idea, and well, that's how GSM carriers authenticate their users. The problem with it, of course, is, well, a SIM card is a smart card, but it's really just one factor. So what we really would like to see is some form of two-factor authentication for iMessage that uses the SIM card and maybe a username and a password. And talking about two-factor authentication, MasterCard today announced that just like Visa, it will start handing out chip and PIN cards in the US. This has become a problem where in Europe, chip and PIN cards are already quite common, and a lot of merchants stopped accepting normal magnet-only credit cards. Essentially, what a chip and PIN card is, it is a smart card, and whenever you use the card, you have to enter a four-digit PIN into a little handheld device the merchant has. Not perfect, but it does add another layer of security. Usually, merchants are enticed to accept chip and PIN cards by promising them a lower discount rate if they're using the chip and PIN cards versus the good old magnetic swipe cards. As a result, if you are traveling to Europe, for example, you may find that a lot of, for example, vending machines or merchants, in particular smaller merchants, don't accept the magnetic swipe cards anymore and do insist in you using a chip and PIN card, which, of course, if you are only having American credit cards at this point, you probably don't have a chip and PIN card. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.